Torahway, Northwest London, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Truma, Shabbos Parshas Zohar. Today is the Zayin Adar, the 19th of February, Horav Emmanuel Danan Shlita, on Inyonim of Parshas Zohar.
Good morning. I really miss this forum. I haven't been here for quite a while, and I'm pleased to be able to have the opportunity to share with you a few words. I speak to those people who have made the effort to come in person, and to all you Zoomites. The Zoomites are the people on Zoom, for listening. And now, in Yonei Parsha Zohar, I wanted to amalgamate a couple of ideas which of Parsha Zohar, a couple of ideas that we can take home, together with a few interesting ha'oras, points of interest. My basic question, whenever it comes to this Parsha Zohar, there's so much Torah said on Mechiyas Amalek and the mitzvah of remembering what Amalek did to us and destroying Amalek, and it's just, to me, it always sounded obsolete. Where is Amalek today? As we know, we can't pinpoint to anybody. So how is it of relevance to us? How is it of relevance to us? So I just want to remind the Olam, I'm going to go to basics. We're going to use the Chinuch, and we'll go through a fascinating parasha in Shmuel, which is the first milchama against Amalek. So there's one mitzvah, Zochor es asher asah lecha l'Amalek baderech betzeischem mitzrayim. That's the first mitzvah asay. Yeah. Then there's the mitzvah of Timche es Zecher Amalek, which is carrying out the annihilation, the destruction of Amalek. Timche es Zecher Amalek. And then Loi Tishkach. There's a Loi Saaseh of not forgetting what Amalek did to us. So first of all, that's very interesting order, because Lachana, the Zohar and Lois Ishkach come together. Now we have the Zohar. Now carry that out. What do I want you to do with that Zohar? Timche Zeicher Amalek, and then Lois Tishkach, like a reinforcement. Really, the Rambam and the Chinuch, they say Lois Tishkach and Zohar are really the same thing. It's just there's a Lois Asay and there's an Asay, like Shabbos. When a person does a Melacha on Shabbos, he's not only being transgressed the issue of Lois Asay Kol Melacha, he's also being Oivah on the Asay of Tishbois, which is one of the reasons why and Mitzvah Asay is not Doiche Shabbos, because Ein Asay, Doiche Asay veLois Asay. So same here, we have Timcha means wipe out, erase. It's part of the assay of Zohar and Lo Tishkach is between us. That means that's what I want you to do. That's what I want you to remember what they've done. Now, therefore, when you encounter an Amalek, I want you to wipe them out. So the Rambam already points this out in the Mitzvah Asay Kuf Pei Zayin. V'amitzvah hakuf peiches 188. Hishetivonu le'achriz zera Amalek levad mishar zera Esav. That means only the Amalekim from zera Esav. Zechoron ekevas ktanu gdolos, all men and women and children. Ktanim ugdolim, interesting. Ktanim ugdolim. Ve'hu omri so timche zecher Amalek. Yeah, timche zecher ukva kodam lanu. Yeah, the mitzvah of Timcha Amalek. Now Rambam points, makes the Timcha Zeich Amalek, he puts that at mitzvah Kuf Pei Ches, and mitzvah Kuf Pei Tes, who shetivonu lizkor ma she'asa le'amalek, me'akdimo le'ara lanu. V'shenoyim hazeh, yeah, we got to remember what Amalek did to us, that he was the first person to do us damage. V'shenoyim hazeh b'chol eis ve'eis. It's something which you constantly need to do. We should learn Torah and things which bring us, awaken our feelings, li'lochem boy. Sorry, there's a lot here in this Rambam. The purpose of awakening, you know, when you build a person, you build him up with emotions, is in order that we should awaken people to go to war. And we instill in the people the hatred necessary so that they don't forget it. And that sinner should not be dampened, right, through the passage of zman, of time. Now that's very interesting, especially today. Hating who? Who am I meant to hate? I don't even have a person who I'm meant to hate. And yet the Rambam says that's the purpose of Zechores Asher Asa Lecha Amalek. It's in order to awaken hatred, which is, first of all, this is fascinating. We want to awaken hatred. We always see hatred, sinner, as a negative thing. And here the Torah is telling you need to constantly do pu'ulos in order to be more of the hatred. That means this hatred is intrinsic and is the basis of this whole mitzvah, which is fascinating. Now the other hara, of course, is what I'm pointing out. Why does he put Timche as Zecher Amalek before Zochor? He says the purpose of Zochor is in order that when I can tell you, okay, you've got to take out your guns and kill, which is a very, very difficult thing to do, you know why you're doing it. Right? So why does he put Timche Zecher Amalek only after Timche Zecher Amalek? So, what is the purpose of this mitzvah? What is the purpose? Why is it so important to remember what Amalek did to us? So if we look, I've given out handouts. There's some more on the bima, and there should be some on the tables. So let's look at the chinuch at the end of Parashas Kisetze, Mitzvah Tov Reish Gimel. Shenitztavinu lizkor ma she'osa Amalek le'Yisrael. Shehischi lizgar izbam betzeisam mitzrayim. The mitzvah is to remember what Amalek did to Israel, that he started war, Lizgaras meant to provoke them, to disturb their sense of mission, but say something Mitzrayim, when they came out of Mitzrayim, before any goy umamlocha. Before any kingdom, any powerful entity dared stand up to Klal Yisrael. Uche'inyan shekosuv, and as the Pasuk says, Reishis goyim Amalek. You know what Amalek about? He's Reishis, he's the first. First for what? You don't need to say. First, to destroy us, to destroy our mission, to damage the Jewish people. That's what Amalek is. It's so poshut that you don't even have to say what, because Reishis means the first of. The first of what? I don't need to tell you. Similar to what the stipler says, Zokein, Chazal say, Rabbi Yisai, is Zeh Shekonoch Chochma. So asks the stipler, why is it not called Zaknach? You're missing the main part. You're saying Zeh Shekonoch. You've got the Zayin and the Kuf, Nun, the Konoch. Why? The main thing, Chochma, the Ches, you're missing. So because you don't need to say it. What can a person really have? What can he really acquire? There's only one thing that he can really acquire. And that's Chochmah. Everything else is chitzoinis, is external of you. The only true acquisition is Chochmah. So therefore you don't need to tell me. Of course, if I tell you what this person has really acquired something, there's only one thing, Chochmah. If I tell you something about Amalek, he's the first, I don't need to tell you what it means, the first. Means he's the first who's out for trouble. Vereit v'targumo, he says that, and he brings a targum, unkilos, Reish Keravaya, the first person to do battle, the Yisrael Ava Amalek. Now, says the chinuch, She'akol hayu yerei mehem b'shomam ayad agdoila she'asol lehem Hashem b'mitzrayim. Because everybody was fearful. Shomam amim yirgozun chilachaz yoshve pelashes. Namoigu kol yoshve chanan. Everybody was trembling with fear. Ve'amalekim b'ra'a levovom, with the evil of their hearts, u'v'mizgam hara, and with their bad, wayward temperament, lo yishosu libim lechozeh. They did not pay attention to all this. Ve'izgarubam, and they dared provoke Yisrael into war. And what did they do? What's the damage? And this is the damage, eternal damage that they did to the Jewish people. Ve'eviru mitoich kach yirosam agdoila milev shara umois. And they removed the tremendous fear that the nations of the world had for the Jewish people. Ve'chi'inyan she'moshlu bazeh. And then he brings a famous moshul about, it was a boiling hot bath, and one person jumped into the bath, got singed, got burnt, but he called the path down. How did he call the path down? Wow, because I thought a person, as soon as he jumps into that bath, straight away, it's decimated in half a second. Oh, look. Yes, it's true. He came out singed and he got badly, badly damaged. But he survived it for 10 seconds. So he's already cooled down something, because people had a preconceived notion. They thought the bath should kill a person within this time. And I corrected that. That caused the cooling down of the bath. And that's what Amalek did. So why is it so important? Why is it so important to know the damage they did to us? What, we need to take revenge? Mishor she'a mitzvah, says the Torah, the Chinuch. Lasei says, libeinu she'kol ha'meitzel Yisrael. Anybody who causes harm to Yisrael, sonu lifnei Hashem, baruch hu, is hated before Hashem. Ki lefira osoi ve'ormas reiv niskoi, tiyem apolosoi ve'rosoi. And according to the evil intent, and according to the damage that a person has inflicted, so too he will be punished. As you find by Amalek. You find Amalek, the first ones to go out to battle when the Jewish people become a Jewish people, they get the worst punishment. Haman wants to destroy the Jewish people, he gets completely, completely destroyed. So why is it so important to know that people who damage, who cause damage to the Jewish people, will suffer and need to be eradicated from this world? What does Amalek stand for? What does Jewish people stand for? Jewish people stand for Kedusha. Kedusha, Rabbi Zayi, Vasul Mikdash, this week's parasha, Vasul Mikdash, Shechanti B'Seicham, you shall be for me, Mamleches Kohanim, V'Goy Kodosh. What's Kedusha? Sometimes we recoil from that word. We associate it with somebody who's insular, perhaps, or somebody who works on himself, and we find it constricting sometimes, Kedusha. And if a person really thinks about it, Kedusha is actually expansive. If you see a person who, through Kedusha, you find him constricted and insular and inwards and tense, that's not true Kedusha. True Kedusha is, to be Kodesh means to be set aside. I'm set aside for a mission. I have a role to play. When I'm Makdish HaChefetz, what am I doing when I'm Makdish HaChefetz? I'm setting aside for something. When I'm Mekadesh the Shabbos, I'm saying Shabbos is not just another day. There's something to fulfill. There's a tough kid here. Think about the word Kedesha. Kedesha is a woman of ill repute. What's she doing? She's going completely off the path, the normal path that you would expect of a lady, and she's dedicating herself, she's going dedicating to another way of living. Right? Why? Because whatever reason she's doing that, that's the essential. It's so essential for Yiddishkeit, and it's part of our mahos, that's Kedusha. We have a mission. We have a unique mission in this world. What does Amalek? Amalek tries to destroy that Kedusha. Don't get carried away. Forget. Don't get distracted. It starts distracting us from our mission, from our purpose. This world is oilam. Oilam means hellel, hidden, because we have a purpose to And we know when we come, when we take time to be mizbayin, to contemplate, we know we have a special role to play. But we get carried away. We get carried away with it, but with the everyday happening, the everyday events, and we lose focus of what we're meant to be, of what we're meant to be achieving, of our unique personal mission. And that's what Amalek comes and does. That's the calling. That's why the calling, it makes, you know, I'll do the mitzvah. Yeah, I can't live without mitzvahs. I can't live without Torah. But it's much, much more than that. I have a mission that nobody else can accomplish. I have a special mission. If I get distracted, I'm not going to fulfill that very mission for which I was created. So of course, that's the biggest hezek that you can do to a people. If these people, they didn't need to worry about, they didn't need to fear their enemies, other nations. The chinuch, as we said, mentions before any kingdom, God, a nation or kingdom came to fight them. That means you were not even a people, Amalek. You were just nomads. Even a mighty kingdom hadn't come at that time to fight us because they were so scared of us. You removed that sinner. You removed that fear. Now there's confusion. Oh, the Jewish people are not so invisible. There's confusion. As soon as there's confusion, I forget my focus. I forget that I have a special role to play. And that's what Amalek does. He makes us forget. He makes us forget our role. In last we have a Yishma Yisroi. Mashmo Rashi brings, but Yishma Yisroi. Mashmo Shoma Uba Milchemes Kriyas Yamsuf Milchemes Amalek. Why Davka those two things? So the Kotzka says, because Yisroi thought that I can be close to Hashem. I can be an Eved Hashem and do what's required of me. If I don't need to move to the Midbar, I don't need to be among the Jewish people. As long as I accept the facts and I'm objective, what's the difference if I stay in Midian? He changed his mind. Why? Because he saw Kriyas Yamsuf. He saw Kriyas Yamsuf with all the nisim that took place. All the unbelievable way HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed, this is my people and I'm going to look after them. He saw how there was Midah Keneged Midah. That everybody got punished exactly in the manner which he deserved. And everybody is trembling. And what does Amalek say? I don't care about this. Yeah. And he ignores it all. And he jumps into the hot bath. He said, that's insanity. How could a person do that? Why? Because he's not in the atmosphere. He's not, you can, it's cognitive dissonance. You can know something in your head, but if I don't want to know it in my heart, it's not going to affect me. And if I'm, not only is not going to affect me, I'm even willing to do something dangerous because it's so, it negates my personal desires. I'm willing to be moiser nefesh to show you that there's no rhyme and reason. And that's, it was only once he saw Kriyas Yamsuf and then Milchemes Amalek that he saw that it's not enough to know something in your head. You need to be in an atmosphere, you need to be in an avira, which is conducive to take that knowledge in one's mind and to put it into one's heart. And that's what Amalek represents. So the Torah, we mentioned that the Torah wants us to awaken in ourselves the middle of sinner. I thought this is fascinating. Sinner, normally a middah which we try to distance ourselves from. And yet here, the Torah wants us to awaken this middah of sinner. But we find that throughout the Tanakh, throughout Chazal, Oyave Hashem Sinura. The ones who love Hashem hate evil. Right? We can, all our instincts are God-given. God gave us our instincts. If there's a middle of sinner in us, we can use it for the good. And here, we can use it for the good in order to remember and remind us of our goal in this world. And we use it as to remember the damage that those who try to distract us from our role will be punished. So Chazal say about Shmuel Anovi, Kol shenase rachmon al achzorim, leseif nase achzor al rachmonim. Anybody who has compassion, behaves with compassion on cruel people, people who deserve cruelty, in the end will be cruel upon those who are merciful. And Chazal darshan that with Shmuel. Why? Because with Shaul HaMelech. Shmuel HaNovi tells Shaul, Koma Hashem Tzavokos, Pokatis Asher Asar HaMelech Yisrael. I have now remembered, that means Hashem always remembers, but now it's something to do. I'm going to do something about what Amalek did to Yisrael. Asher Som Loi Baderech, because he ambushed him, caught him by surprise on the way, by Loisim Yisrael. And tells him, Lech veikisay samalek, go and destroy Amalek, vacharamtem eskola sheloi, and destroy everything which he has, veloi sach moel olov, and I do not have any compassion. Veimato, and you shall put to death, meish vead isha, meoilel vead yonek, from a young child until a baby, mishar vead se, shar vead se, from the ox until the sheep, migomal, from the camel, vead chamor. So he tells him to destroy everything. And Shaul, as we know, leaves the king, Agag, and he also leaves the sheep and the oxen. And it says, the Pasuk says, Vayachmel Shaul ve'om al Agag ve'al meitav atzoin, on the best of the sheep, ve'abokov, ve'amishnim, and the fatty oxen, cattle, ve'al akorim, and the fatty sheep, ve'al kol atoiv, ve'loi ovo achrimim, they did not want to destroy them. But everything else they did destroy. Now, the Malbim points out something fascinating. There's a difference between chemra and rachmonus. It says the Malbim, Hashem did not instruct via Shmuel for Shaul do not have rachamim on Amalek. You can't. A human by nature will, even if a person is deserving of a punishment, deserving of death, to ask a person, don't have compassion goes against the grain of a person. What I'm asking you is, loy sachmoy, do not have chemla. Chemla, says the Malbim, is calculated mercy. That means I'm using, the main thing is it's calculated. It's worthwhile. It's worthwhile doing this, based somewhat on the middle of compassion, but it's a calculated compassion. That's what he's telling you. Beware of calculated compassion. Shaul has chemla. Doesn't say about Yerachim. He has chemla on Agag and on Meitav Atzoi. He has chemla, and then as a result of that, Shmuel says, you've lost the Malchus. Why? Because a calculation, a chemla against Ratzon Hashem, that's when you have forgotten your focus. That shows, if you're making a calculation, that it's not kedai to destroy the Toin, and I'm going to let Agag live to see what we've achieved, that's the sakona. When you make a cheshbon against Ratzon Hashem. And if we follow the Briskerov brings from his father, and then Shmuel HaNovi came and told him, destroy all the tzoin and all the bakon. How could Shaul be so blatant as to ignore that? And he lets it, and he lets the tzoin and the cattle live. So he brings from the Gemara in Nedarim that a person, when something is hefker and it's within a dalet amos, a person could be makdish it, even though it's not gone into his rishus. Even though it hasn't gone into his rishus, a person can already be makdash if it's within his daled amos. So therefore, he reasoned the following. He said, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said via Shmuel, you've got to destroy all the sheep and all the cattle, it means once we take it, then we need to destroy it. But here, I'm going to be makdash it before, so I've never taken it. I'm going to be makdash it to Hashem before taking it. And that was the cheshbon. Therefore, he wasn't over directly on the tzibur and Shmuel. What does Shmuel say? Says, Shvayom Shmuel, you might have made this cheshbon. Achefetz l'Hashem be'oilo yisuz vochim ki shmua be'kol Hashem. Do you think Hashem wants your oilo yisuz vochim? He wants you to listen to him. Listen to the spirit of the command. Listen to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants. Hineh Shemoya, just listening. Think about what, not what technically fits into the lines. Think about what Hashem really wants. Mizevach Toiv. That's worth more than the most expensive sacrifices. Lahakshiv, to attentively listen. Mechelev Elim is worth more to Hashem than all the fats of the rams. Because Shaul is making a cheshbon. Shaul is making a calculated cheshbon. If you're making a calculated cheshbon, you've forgotten your mission. Your mission is to do Ratzon Hashem. Yeah? That's why you especially the king whose whole purpose is to be a mission, is to bring Klal Yisrael to Hashem. You are the person, you've forgotten your mission. You've forgotten the spirit of what I'm commanding you. What I'm trying to command you is you've got to do Ratzon Hashem. The whole of Amalek are coming here to deviate us off the path of doing Ratzon Hashem. If you're trying to make cheshbonos, if you're not using rachamim, if it's because of cheshbonos, that's a sakana. That's the biggest sakana. That shows, if you start with calculation, that shows that you've forgotten your mission. But rachamim is legitimate. If he had rachamim, yeah, which is the natural, the innate middle of mercy that a person would have, that we can't expect a person not to have rachamim. And I just want to finish off with a story, which some of you may have heard, but I was so touched by it. And I saw it recently, about, there was a Rosh Yeshiva of Long Beach, Rav Yitzchok Feigelstock. And I think this took place in the early 60s. And Rav Aaron Kotler needed to go and raise some funds on a Sunday afternoon. It was in the summer, in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia. And they went, and it was an exhausting day, and there was no air conditioning. It was extremely hot. They're driving back after a long and exhausting day. Aaron is already getting on in his years. He's very, very, very tired, exhausted. It was hot. He's sitting at the back of the car, and they're driving over the bridge back from Pennsylvania back into New Jersey. And the two couple of youths, 13, 14-year-old, trying to hitchhike, and they go past them, and of course with Reb Aaron at the back, and the whole situation and the exhaustion and the heat, there was not even a thought of picking up these boys. So as they passed them, Reb Aaron went over to Reb Yitzchok and he said, did you notice those two boys? He said, yeah. So the driver says, yeah, but you can't just pick up strangers, they're dangerous. And then a minute later said, the Rav Aaron said, but they're only youths. And the driver says, well, youths can also be trouble. And Rav Aaron says, but their mother, what about their mother? She must be worrying about them. So he said, so they're now 6 miles past that the bridge. And again, he repeats, Rabban, what about their mother? So the driver says, shall we turn back? He says, well, do you have any other option? And they turn back. After 6 miles, they go back onto the bridge and the boys are still there. Rabbi Yitzchak Feigelshock went to the back of the car, sat next to Rabbi Aaron, and the two boys squeezed in the front. Their mother would worry about them. And to me, that was an amazing story because the compassion to all. V'rachamav al kol ma'asav. Yeah? And even when we have to do a kru ma'aseh, be'etzem we're rachmonim. Rachmonim, rechem. Rechem is the womb. It's, well, we all share something in common. Yeah? Therefore, rachmim is befitting. Sometimes we can have rachmim, but do a kru ma'aseh, that we need to do the action of, like Avram did with the akedah. Rachmim is compassion. Rachmav al kol ma'asav. It's chemla. It's making the cheshbon. It's making a calculated reasoning why I'm going to not do this. That, you've forgotten your mission. That goes against Kedusha. And that's exactly why you can't continue. As the antithesis to Amalek is to remember and be focused on my mission. You've forgotten that. You've made the cheshbon. Therefore, me'asach. And Shaul was lost the melucha because he forgot of how Am Kodesh, we are Am Kodesh, and we have a special mission. And our mission, first and primary, is to do Ratzon Hashem. Thank you for listening. Have a good Shabbos.
Right.
Yeah. So I think today we have.